You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Do you remember the times na ina-answer ni God yung panalangin mo? Remember those things. Now, I want to highlight some of the things from verses 3 to 15. Ano yung inaalala ni Habakkuk noon na nanalangin siya? The first one is, the glory of God came in the Mount Sinai. And the glory of God represents the magnitude of God, the glory, the power of God manifested. And naalala niyo pa ba nung mga first time niyo makakilala sa Panginoon, yung natindi ng presensya na, anong tindi ng presensya na yung buhay, kinikilabutan ka pagka binibisita ka ni God, nagpe-pray ka na mag-isa. You still remember those? Remember those moments when you are going through tough times. Remember those visits. Remember the glory of God manifested in your life. Remember. And he remembered the parting of the Red Sea so that the Israelites would cross on dry ground and leave Egypt from the slavery, from social slavery and political slavery. Naalala niyo yun. And do you remember those moments in your life nung iniwanan mo yung kasalanan mo, ang laya-laya ng pakiramdam mo? Nung iniwanan mo yung bisyo mo, napagagaan yung pakiramdam. Remember those moments. And he remembered how the Lord caused a sun stand still and the moon and sun and moon stand still so that the Israelites would win over their enemies. You still remember those moments na yung pinaglalaban mo, nilalabanan mo, napagsubok sa buhay mo, napagtagumpayan mo noon? Kung napagtagumpayan mo noon, dahil sa tunong ng Panginoon, you can win that battle with God even this day. He remembered that. And he remembered how the Lord crushed Pharaoh. And listen, whatever enemy you have, God is able to deliver you from that enemy. Remember those things. And I began to remember those testimonies I had with my life. I remember how the Lord delivered me from that intensity 7.7 earthquake in Baguio so that I will be transferred to Manila and I will meet Pastor Mark at UST and discipled me. I remember those moments. I remember how the Lord opened the door for me to study at UST and continue my architecture. It's been a dream of every student of architecture to study at either at UST or at UP. Ito yung naglalaban sa board examination. And it was my dream. Pero for some reason, hindi ako nakapasok ng first year. But then that intensity 7.7 earthquake made a way for me to enter UST. Come on! God can do miracles. I remember how the Lord called me out from a crowd like this. And I was seated at the back. And then the prophet said, "You want a green shirt at the back, stand up." And then Pastor Mark seated in front. Ito nangyari ho sa U-Belt. And then nandun ako, pinatayo ako ng propeta. And then sabi niya, anong pangalan mo? Sinabi ni Pastor Mark yung pangalan ko. Kasi siya yung nandiyan sa harapan. "Benny, I want to tell you, you're going to preach the gospel." I was clueless. Insecure student. Pero sabi niya, "You will preach the gospel." And here, I am now preaching the gospel. I remember those. Naalala ko po yun. I remember how the Lord brought Susan into my life. And alam niyo ho, how the Lord provided for our wedding. Wala ho kaming pera nung kinasal ho kami. Dahil ho, before kami kinasal, ang instruction sa akin ng Panginoon is, bigay mo lahat yung savings mo sa church. I'm not telling you to do this. Okay? Pero I obeyed the Lord and God miraculously provided for our wedding. I remember those things. I remember when I was attending a church like this and I had a cyst in my back. Ang laki noon ng bukol. I was about to be operated. And then the pastor said, "Lay your hand on the sick part of your body." And I was instantly healed that moment. I remember that. And I want to tell you this. You may be suffering from illness, from cancer, whatever it is, from high blood pressure, have the faith that you will encounter God tonight. Have the faith that even tonight the Lord will touch you. the Lord will heal you. The Lord will provide for you. Even you will receive a breakthrough from that bad thing that is happening to you right now. Have the faith to believe God. I remember those things. So the first one is remember. Say remember. Second is, na part ng prayer ni Habakkuk is embrace. Embrace what God is doing in the present. We can see that in verse 16. I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. When Habakkuk remembered the glory of God, the magnitude of God's power, he began to tremble. And then sabi niya, Lord, I embrace what you're doing now. I may not understand it, but I embrace it. And I will wait patiently that you will deliver me from this. I will wait patiently that these Babylonians will be ransacked or will be punished by you. And guess how many years naghintay si Habakkuk? Or how many years before na-invade yung Babylon or pinanis ni God yung Babylon? It took 66 years bago nangyari. Pero sabi niya, I embrace what God is doing. Let me prophesy. The trials that you are going through, the suffering, the bad things that you are going through, the Apostle Paul said, it's momentary. Panandalian lang po yun. Have the faith na later on, very, very soon, you're going to be delivered from that situation if you are experiencing bad things right now. Have the faith. Do you have the faith to believe that? So he embraced what God is doing. Sabi niya, yet I will wait. He had this resolve that even though bad things are happening to him and the nation of Judah, they will wait for the deliverance of God that he is going to cause in that nation. I will wait, sabi niya. Now, what is the right perspective when suffering happens, when bad things happen to us? In verse 19, the second part, I want to highlight in second part. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Now, when we began to study about deers, alam niyo ho ba yung deer? Pinakapayat ho ng ang paa. Ang liit-liit. Pero ito lang yung klase na animal that is able to go on the top of the mountain. Listen. Yung mga sufferings na dinadaanan natin, ang feeling natin, pinapapayat tayo, feeling natin na talagang nagiging skinny tayo, pero those sufferings that we are going through, those bad things that we are going through, it is enabling us to go on the top of the mountain. It is enabling us to experience the highest point of our character. It is enabling us to be closer to God. And the right perspective is, our sufferings actually are our best friend. They are making us better. It is making us better. Ako personally, because of the wrong decisions in the area of finances, me and my wife lost hundreds of thousands in an investment. And you know what? It made us wiser in the area of money. Because of the difficult situations that I went through, like dealing with difficult people. Meron ba kayong makakilala ng mga difficult people? Mga estudyante, mga teachers nyo, mga difficult people ba yon? Yung mga victory group leaders, yung mga nililid nyo, difficult people ba yon? Pero you know what? Those are your best friend. They are making you better. They are making you wiser. Suffering will make us better and wiser. Let's embrace what God is doing. And the third is trust. Trust God in the future. And we can see that in verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. In verse 17, it's a picture of total economic collapse. It's a picture of famine. It's a picture of drought. And then sabi ni Habakkuk, yet in the midst of total economic collapse, Lord, I will still praise you. Lord, I will still honor you. Lord, I will still worship you like Risa Laurel. In the midst of drought, in the midst of famine, he declared, I will rejoice. Now, there are two attitudes that we need to have in order for us to show our trust and confidence in God in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of bad situations. The first attitude that we can see here is the even if attitude. Say even if attitude. Okay? Kailangan magkaroon tayo ng even if attitude. Habakkuk said, even if we are experiencing total economic collapse, even if we are experiencing drought, even if we will trust in you, Lord, we will rejoice. Now, can you say this? Kayo mga estudyante na nagpe-pray ng iPad, pwede niyo bang sabihin, even if hindi ko matatanggap yung iPad, I will still serve God. Kayo mga ano, mga singles na nagpe-pray ng mapapangasawa, even if hindi ako mag-aasawa, I will still serve God. Can you say that? Ang hirap kaya nun. Kayo na mga, sino dito mga married? Pwede mo masabihin, kahit hindi magbago ang asawa ko, I'll still worship him. Even if attitude. I remember this three friends. The king of Babylon is forcing them to bow down to this god he had set up. And sabi ni Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we want you to know, O king, that we will not bow down to the idol you have set up. Because we believe that the God we serve is able to deliver us. And He is able to deliver us from your hand, O King. Pero yung next line, ito amazing. But even if the Lord does not deliver us, we want you to know, O King, that we will not bow down to your idols. Can you say that? Even if attitude. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kailangan mo to pare, mare. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kailangan natin to pare, mare. Alright, the second attitude is that joyful attitude. In verse 18, sabi niya, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in the God, God of my salvation. Alam mo, pag binasa mo, it seems redundant. Tama ho ba? Dalawang beses minention. And in the Hebrew writing, pagka dinodoble ng author, yung isang word, he is making an emphasis to the word. And bakit kailangan natin ng joy in the midst of suffering? You know why? Because Nehemiah said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Pag meron tayong joy, meron tayong kalakasan, we can overcome that trial, we can overcome that difficulty, we can overcome that bad thing that is happening to us. Or those bad things that are happening to us, we can overcome. Now, ang hirap niyan, Pastor. Marahil sasabihin mo, joy in the midst of suffering. Now, I want to show us the right perspective of joy. Ano ba yung dapat na perspective natin sa joy in the midst of suffering? When Jesus sent His disciples to a mission trip, they did an outreach, and then somehow they planted the church somewhere. And then they came back to Jesus Christ and reported the good news. Lord, even demons submit to us in your name, they said. And then here comes Jesus Christ. Amazingly, sabi ni Jesus Christ, do not rejoice because demons submit to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And therefore, joy is not based on our circumstances, but joy is based on God's record. Record ni God. Why? Your names are written in heaven, He said. So joy is not based on our circumstances. Do you still remember the difference between happiness and joy? Happiness is based on what is happening to you right now. But joy is based on what God has done in the past. It's based on God's record. Now, you may be here and you feel inadequate. Let me tell you this. God's record says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You may be here and you feel sick. Let me tell you this. God's record says that you have, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you have been healed. Maybe you are here and you have no money. You are in luck. God's record says that my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You may be here and you feel lost. You know, you have no meaning and purpose. God's record says that His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. His plan is to give you hope and future. You may be here and you feel defeated. God's record says that through Christ, you are victorious. We are victorious. And then the second principle that we can learn from that, yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ, is joy, it's not based on our performance, but based on our relationship with Christ. Sabi niya, do not rejoice because demons submit to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, etong mga disciples, Lord, may nag-perform kami, successful yung outreach, successful yung victory group na Plinant. And then somehow, performance yun. They were performance-oriented. And then, here comes Jesus Christ, don't rejoice because of your performance. Rejoice because you are related to me. Because your names are written in heaven. Alam nyo, di ho ba, pagka-anak ho tayo, hindi na ho tayo kailangan mag-perform para tanggapin tayo ng tatay natin, isn't it? And in the same way, Jesus is saying, don't rejoice because of your performance. I am not a performance-oriented God. I am a relational-oriented God. Rejoice because you have relationship with me. God is good. And all the time, even in the midst of suffering, we can be joyful in the midst of suffering. And the book of Better Things, the book of Hebrews, want to teach us how to rejoice in the midst of suffering. I want us to see this higher perspective, and I want to close with this verse. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says here, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. How can we rejoice in the midst of suffering? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Who is Jesus? He is the author and the perfecter of your faith. In other words, he is the beginning of your faith, he is the end of your faith, and anything in between. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Fix your eyes on him. And paano niya pinakita na kailangan na pwede pala tayo magkaroon ng joy amidst the suffering, amidst the bad situations that is happening to us, that are happening to us. Ito yung next line, sabi niya, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. When I saw two words na hindi dapat magkasama, joy, tapos endured. Pwede bang magkasama yung joy at saka endured? Sa palagay nyo, in the construction of an English language, pwede ba magkasama yung joy and endured and suffering? Sabi ni Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before him, before he endured the cross, he already set joy in his life. And how could that happen? And let me just explain it to us. Sino sa atin dito, katulad ko, na pagka nanonood kayo ng laban ni Manny Pacquiao, ay tapos na ang boxing? Ang napapanood mo ay yung delayed telecast. Sino dito, katulad ko? Konti lang katulad ko. Be honest. Alright. Now, ang tanong ko sa inyo, nag-e-enjoy pa ba kayo pagka pinapanood nyo yung laban? Alam nyo na yung ending score? Alam nyo na yung resulta? Nag-e-enjoy pa ba kayo? Ako, nag-enjoy pa rin. Why? I get to experience how Manny Pacquiao did it. And in the same manner, si Jesus Christ, alam mo kung bakit siya nag-enjoy? Alam mo kung bakit may joy sa kanya during the time na nandun siya sa cross? Because he already knew the score. The final score has been settled. He is on the winning side. That's why he endured. He set that joy before he endured the cross. And ganun din ho sa atin. Alam nyo ho, kumbaga sa pelikula, alam na ni God yung ending nung dinadaanan mong suffering, nung dinadaanan mong bad things. Alam na ni God. Kumbaga sa basketball to, alam na ni God yung final score. The final score has been settled. That's why you can be joyful in the midst of suffering. And eto, matindi, revealing ito. Sabi niya, scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus sitting on the throne of God means that the work of redemption has been completed. Tapos na. Ibig sabihin, kung nakaupo ka sa trono, hindi ka na nagtatrabaho, di ba? Tapos na yung work of redemption. So, on God's end, tapos na yung laban mo. Tapos na yung suffering mo. That's why you can be joyful in the midst of suffering because you already knew the end. The final score has been settled. Come on, clap your hands if you want to clap. Sino sa inyo dito nanonood ng wrestling? Sino wala nanonood ng wrestling? Alam nyo, as far as I'm concerned, ito yung sinabi sa akin ng mga matatalino sa wrestling. Alam nyo pala yung wrestling, it's a fixed game. Fixed game. Ibig sabihin na fixed game is, bago pa yung laban, alam na yung mananalo. Pero alam mo, maybe tatanungin mo yun, Pastor Benny, even yung paghampas nila, yung kalaban nila sa canvas, fix yun? Hindi fix yun. Nararamdaman nila yung pait, nararamdaman nila yung sakit pagka hinahampas sila. Pero ang fixed is yung final score. And in the same manner, marahil nararamdaman mo yung sakit yung dinadaanan mong pagsubok. The bad things that are happening to you, nararamdaman mo yung sakit, pero alam mo, it's a fixed game. Alam na ni God yung ending. Alam na ni God yung final score. That's the very reason why you can rejoice in the midst of suffering because Christ has already won your victory. Habakkuk chapter 3 doesn't end there. It ends in verse 19. It says here, Hebrews 3:19 says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength." At the end of his prayer, he began to praise God. At the end of his prayer, it was affirmative. God, amidst the situations, I am going to exalt you. I am going to praise you. I am going to exalt you. I am going to adore you. You are so great. You are so powerful. And the ending of this situation is already settled. The final score has been settled. Shall we all stand to our feet as we end in prayer? I want us to worship God and worship Jesus. God is good. Jesus Christ is so good. Lord, thank you so much for what you have done on the cross that settled everything. Lord, thank you, God, that we already know the final score. We already know the end, God, of what we are going through right now. We may be experiencing the pain and then the suffering, but Lord, thank you, God. The victory has been settled on the cross. And Lord, we can remember that. We want to remember that, Lord Jesus. We want to remember your victory on the cross. We want to embrace even what we are going through right now. Even when we can't understand, even the bad things that are happening, Lord, we want to embrace because you have a purpose. And Father, I pray, God, that you would enable us to trust you for our tomorrow. Enable us to trust you, God, in the future. Because you are the God who is in control. You are the God who won the victory. I declare your blessing, God, to be upon your people. I declare, God, even breakthroughs in those situations that they are going through right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray for your goodness and your faithfulness to visit them. Even tonight, in Jesus' name. Shall we all take time to worship God and exalt Him in worship? He deserves our worship. He deserves our adoration. I want to pray for two groups of people here. The first one is, maybe you are at the end of your rope and you almost gives up, or you are on the brink of giving up. And then somehow, you also need the joy of the Lord in your situation. I want to pray for you. If you're that person, I want you to raise your hand. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord sees you. The Lord knows you. The Lord knows you, the difficult situation that you are going through. And Father, even right now, thank you so much for these people who are raising up their hands. I pray, God, that Lord, you would give them the joy. That the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Amidst the situation that they are going through right now, I pray, Lord, that you would just embrace them, that you would affirm your love and your commitment, God, to them, that you will never, never give up on them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray for your grace, and they will be like Habakkuk, who will say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The sovereign Lord is my strength, and He enables me to go on the heights. I thank you so much, God, for that joy, even right now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.